Ed Bartholomew, Economic Development Director for Glens Falls and President of EDC Warren County, says the new report, which inventories the city's available commercial space downtown, provides a more detailed picture of the small city's revitalization.
We have a vibrant downtown with retail and commercial. The key for us is to diversify and get greater selection of retail in our Glens Falls downtown area. That's our goal. This is helpful in that way by determining what we have here and the type of things that we'd like to look for.
Bartholomew said community economic leaders are seeking to boost entertainment spaces and perhaps introduce a movie theater to the downtown area. Bartholomew said the report shows an approximate 12% vacancy rate for first-floor downtown retail space. The office space vacancy rate is between 15 and 17%. That puts Glens Falls slightly below the vacancy rate of other area downtowns, including Albany and Saratoga Springs.
Obviously, there's more space in Albany, but our vacancy rate is running a little bit less than Capital District right now from Albany's sake.
Peter Ost, president and CEO of the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce, said the new data will help attract new business.
We're going to be able to utilize that as we reach out and promote the amenities that we have here in Glens Falls and identify companies that might fill some of those spaces and hopefully be able to facilitate new companies coming into the downtown area.
The Rare Earth Wine Bar opened earlier this month on Glen Street. A cafe, Spot Coffee, is slated to open in February. Another local business, the Sterling & Company Gift Shop, recently announced it will close its doors, but Ost said he's already seen inquiries from other businesses to fill the space.
There's a lot of interest in that space already, and that was just announced a few weeks ago, and we've been talking to a couple of companies who are very interested in relocating to that space. So I think the future looks bright for the city, but there's always going to be challenges to keep these retail locations full in the coming year.
In his recent State of the City address, Glens Falls Mayor Jack Diamond announced some new ideas to continue the downtown area's revitalization through working with other communities. He proposed working more closely with neighboring South Glens Falls, as well as exploring the possibility of taking a regional approach toward funding and operating the Glens Falls Civic Center.
It is a regional entertainment district, a regional facility, and I think it needs to be supported as such. It's unfortunate that when they developed the building, that it wasn't structured to be supported on a regional basis like the other communities do. Most of them are, and it makes it a little bit easier on the smaller communities such as Glens Falls to be able to support the buildings.
Bartholomew praised the efforts by Diamond and other local officials and said he's optimistic for 2014.
We have a great effort underway by Mayor Diamond and the economic group, not only for downtown Glens Falls, but for our region. We know that a strong downtown Glens Falls is a good bellwether for Warren County.
January 29th, EDC Warren County will host an Economic Outlook Breakfast for the Glens Falls and Warren County region with Albany economist Hugh Johnson. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.